So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlekes regarding eilanes uzikena v'she'ina ru'uya leilid, women who cannot bear children. The Tanakhama says loy shaisis, while Rabbi Eliezer maintains that shaisis, they do drink. The Gemara brought an opinion that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that an eilanes does not drink because of a niksa of an Israel zera, misha darka lahazriya yotzezu she'in darka lahazriya. Only a woman who can bear children drinks the waters, and an eilanes is inherently incapable of bearing children. The Gemara challenges this halacha from the following brisa, which elaborates on many of the halachas discussed in our Mishnah. Hamakani la rusasa ulishemer siyavim shaloi imach lekansa nistero loy shaisa v'loy neteles ksubasa. If the seclusion was while she was still an arusa v'shemer siyavim, she does not drink the waters. However, if mishekansa nistero oy shaisa oy loy neteles ksuba, if the seclusion was after the subsequent marriage, she does drink, because the warning while she's in Arusa, b'shemer siyavam, is valid. The Braisa continues, Mu'uberes chaveroi u'meinekes chaveroi, lo'y sheisos v'lo'y noitles ksuba divrei meir, shahayir meyo oimer, lo yisa adam mu'uberes chaveroi u'meinekes chaveroi, ve'im nasa yoitzi v'lo'y achzor lamas. Remeya says that if someone marries an expectant or nursing woman, they must get divorced and may never remarry. Therefore, she is not ru'i le'ishis and does not drink. The Chacham disagree and say yoitzi, because she is manly lichnis yichnis. Since he may eventually remarry her, she is ru'i le'ishis and therefore she does drink. However, mu'uberes u'minekes atzmoi oi shaisa oi loi neteles ksubasa. If someone warns his wife while she is expecting or nursing, she does drink, and we don't exempt her in order to spare her child. The Braisa concludes, Eishes mamzer lamamzer, the eishes nosen lanosen, eishes geir the evid meshucher the islandess, oisheisa oigloinoi teles ksuba. All of the above women do drink, and if they choose not to, they forfeit their ksuba. The chiddush regarding the wife of a mamzer or nosen is that we don't say afushe psulin loy leifush. It is preferable for her not to drink, so that she will be forbidden to him, and they will divorce and not continue to have illegitimate children. Similarly, the wife of a convert or freed slave drinks, even though the words Daber el Bnei Yisrael would exclude Geirim. However, the superfluous phrase V'marta Aleihem includes them. This brisa explicitly states that an eilanes does drink. How can we say that everyone agrees that she does not drink? The Gemara answers Tanoihi. This brisa holds that she does drink. However, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says eilanes loy shaisa v'loy neteles ksuba, she does not drink because of the aforementioned reason v'niksa v'nizra zera misha darka lazria Yatzezu she'in darka lazria. The Rabban of the Braisa, on the other hand, utilized this pasuk to teach us the reward for a woman who is proven innocent. She'im ha'isa akara nifkades divi Rebbe Kiva. According to Rebbe Kiva, if she was barren, she will bear children. However, amalei Rishmol im kain yistru kol akaris biyifkedu v'zu ha'ivlo nistru hifsida. Rebbe Shmuel argues that it's not plausible that barren women will seclude themselves and thereby marry children, while those who refrain from doing so will remain childless. Therefore, he says, Shem hoisa yoledes bitzar yoledes berevach, nekevis yoledes zacharim, kitzarim yoledes aruchim, shecharim yoledes levanim. The blessing is that she will experience easier births and have more desirable children. The Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet continues discussing which women drink the bitter waters. Zok the Mishnah, eshes koyin shayse umuteres labalo. The wife of a kohen drinks the waters and then becomes permitted to her husband. Pshita, this seems to be obvious. Therefore, the Gemara explains, misnavna. If her condition deteriorates, then she is asur labala, she's forbidden to her husband because, habat kuamaya, she was tested and proven guilty. However, the Mishnah is speaking of misnavna derech evarim, if the waters affect only certain parts of her body, such as her head, but not her stomach and thighs, she is permitted to her husband because she's clearly innocent. And the Gemara explains that we might have thought that her deterioration proves that she was defiled, and we could attribute her unusual symptoms and not dying to her having been defiled against her will, and she's therefore innocent. However, she would nevertheless be forbidden to her husband because a kohen is forbidden even to an anusa. The Mishnah therefore tells us that she is permitted. The Mishnah continues, Eishes sris shaisa, the wife of a sterile man drinks the waters, and we do not infer from the pasuk mi bala de ishech that she drinks only if she can conceive by him. Rather, the pasuk teaches lemikdim shchibes bala boil, He can only make her drink if they had relations before her seclusion. The Mishnah continues, Al yidei kala rayis mekanan. A husband can warn his wife not to be secluded with any particular person, including her relatives. Although the pasuk says, Nitma nitma shnei pamim echel abal v'echel abayil, forbidding her to the adulterer as well, and in this case, asur v'kaima, she was already forbidden to her relative before the suspected adultery. The Mishnah teaches us that the pasuk's intention is not to exclude this case, but merely to forbid her to the adulterer where he's not a relative. However, the Mishnah adds, Chutz min ha-katan. A warning not to seclude with a minor is not valid, because ish amar rachmana v'le katan, the word ish excludes a minor, and umimi she'ena ish. He cannot warn her against secluding with one who is not a man. The Gemara explains that this cannot refer to a shachut, an impotent man, because the Braisa states explicitly, shachut mekanen al yadu upaisel b'truma. He can warn her against secluding with an impotent man, even though the pasuk says, v'shachav ish oisa shechva zera, v'halav bar hachihu, and he's not capable of being intimate with her. Similarly, it cannot refer to an oivik achavim, a non-Jew, because the Braisa states, oivik achavim mekanen al yadu upaisel b'truma. He can warn her not to seclude with a non-Jew, even though he's forbidden to her anyway. Rather, the Gemara concludes that Eino Ish refers to a behema. He cannot warn her against secluding with an animal, because Ein Znus, the behema, is not considered having relations. Having established that one can warn against a shachuf, the Gemara now explains that the Pasuk Shechva Zera is excluding Dover Acher, another matter, a euphemism for a different immoral activity. This cannot refer to Kinala Shalei Kedarka, warning her against having unnatural relations, because Mishkavei Ishaksiv, this is considered relations regarding all halachas. Rather, it either excludes Kinala Beneshika, he warned her against the very beginning stage of a bia, according to the opinion that Harad Zu Hachnasas Atara, only an intermediate stage of bia is considered relations, or it excludes Kinala Derech Eivarm, he warned her against all physical intimacy, according to the opinion that Hara Zunashika, this beginning stage is also considered Bia. The Gemara explains the need to exclude Kinala Derech Eivarim, even though Pritzusa Be'almahi, it's merely promiscuous behavior and not actual relations. Nevertheless, we might have thought, Bekpeide de Bal Tali Rachmano Ubal Hokokopid. The Pasuk makes her status dependent on her husband's objections, and he clearly objected to such behavior. Nonetheless, since it is not actual relations, it is not a valid warning.